Amy Hart, Program Director for the Midwest Renewable Energy Association, says she's expecting a record turnout for this year's fair.
Our phone has been ringing off the hook for the past couple of months. Just the growing awareness of climate change, global warming, but especially, I think, the energy prices.
This is the 19th year for the Energy Fair. The association's board president, Mick Sagrillo, says the increased interest gives him a sense of deja vu.
The first Energy Fair back in 1990 coincided with the invasion of Kuwait by Saddam Hussein. And we had an incredible turnout that first year, simply because gas prices skyrocketed.
Sagrillo says that instead of dwelling on the geopolitical causes of high energy prices, the fair tries to offer practical solutions for consumers. Hart says many of those will be on display at a clean energy car show.
Biodiesel cars, hybrids, plug-in hybrids, neighborhood electric vehicles, compressed natural gas. What's available right now? What could you drive off the lot that would help you get better gas mileage?
Hart says she's also been getting a lot of calls about nationally renowned political activist Jim Hightower, who's speaking at 1 o'clock Saturday afternoon. There are more than 200 exhibits and 270 workshops at the fair, which runs today through Sunday at the Midwest Renewable Energy headquarters on Highway 10 in Custer, east of Stevens Point. I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.